All of Radio 3's Sunday features are available as a podcast on BBC Sounds.
The Renaissance, when the arts flourished and harmonious beauty reigned.
Is Renaissance all sweetness and light? No, it's an incredibly violent period.
I'm Professor Jerry Broughton, and in this 10-part series, I'm exploring the dark side of the Renaissance through the life of one of its most celebrated yet controversial figures, the artist Benvenuto Cellini.
I don't think anything could have helped Cellini become a better person.
I think artists are dangerous people.
Blood and Bronze. On Monday to Friday nights at 10:45 on BBC Sounds and Radio 3.
Good evening from me, Chris Barrow. Now it's time for Drama on 3 and two plays by the acclaimed playwright and screenwriter Nick Payne. In 2009, Nick Payne won the prestigious George Devine Award for the Most Promising Playwright, and since then he's been a prolific writer for both stage and screen. The first of the plays you're about to hear is Constellations, which opened at the Royal Court Theatre in 2012 and went on to win the Evening Standard Best Play Award. It was nominated for the Olivier Award for Best New Play. The second is Elegy, which was performed at the Donmar Warehouse in London in 2016 and was also nominated for the Olivier Award for Best New Play. Both plays contain strong language from the start. And here's the writer, Nick Payne.
Constellation started out as a play about beekeeping. I met a beekeeper based in London and I followed him round for a day or so and he showed me around some of his hives. I found the process and the craft of beekeeping really interesting and not at all what I'd expected. Pretty quickly though I realised I had no idea how to put bees or hives or beekeeping more generally on stage. I assumed it would be a bit of a health and safety nightmare. So I shelved all my beekeeping notes and ideas until further notice. Around the same time I stumbled across, completely by chance, a documentary called The Elegant Universe presented by Professor Brian Greene, based on his book of the same name. In the final episode of the documentary, Professor Green talked about the concept or the idea or the theory that we might in fact be living in a multiverse, basically a kind of never-ending stream of parallel universes. My dad had not long died, relatively suddenly, and so I suppose I warmed to the idea of the multiverse, mostly because I liked the idea of a different or parallel version of me spending time with a different or parallel version of my dad. For reasons I'm not entirely sure of, I decided to dig out my old beekeeping material and see what would happen if I kind of mushed it all together with my fledgling research into contemporary theoretical physics. Constellations, then, explores the many and varied possible lives of a single couple thrown together by chance. When the play was first performed, people tended to focus primarily on the science or the scientific ideas they felt the play was wrestling with. But really, at the time, and I suppose all these years later, I'm inclined to think it's a play about the impossibility of having to say goodbye to someone you love. This is Constellations with Gugu Mbatha-Raw as Marianne and George Mackay as Roland.
Do you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? They hold the secret to immortality. So if you could lick them, there's a chance you'd be able to live forever. But if everyone did it, if everyone could actually lick the tips of their elbows, then there'd be chaos. Because you can't just go on living and living and living.
I'm in a relationship. So, yeah.
Do you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? They hold the secret to immortality. So if you could lick them, there's a chance you'd be able to live forever. But if everyone did it, if everyone could actually lick the tips of their elbows, then there'd be chaos. Because you can't just come on living and living and living.
I've just come out of a really serious relationship. So, yeah.
I was just making conversation.
Sure.
Just trying to start a conversation.
No, sure. But still.
Do you know why it's impossible to lick the tips of your elbows? They hold the secret to immortality. So if you could lick them, there's a chance you'd be able to live forever. But if everyone did it, if everyone could actually lick the tips of their elbows, then there'd be chaos. Because you can't just go on living and living and living.
Oh, right.
Try it.
What's that?
Your elbows. Try licking them.
I'm all right.
Like this. I'm Marianne.
Roland.
Thank God the rain sailed off.
Yeah.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
Yeah.
Soggy sausages. Would you like a drink?
I'm all right. My wife's actually just gone to get me a beer.
Try it.
What's that?
Your elbows. Try licking them. Like this.
I see what you mean. I'm rolling.
Marianne.
Shame about the rain.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So are you a friend of Jane's or...?
No, Jane, yeah. We were at college together.
Right.
Yourself?
My wife used to work with Jane.
Hmm. Your elbows, try licking them. Like this.
I see what you mean. I'm rolling.
Marianne.
Shame about the rain.
Nothing worse than a soggy barbecue.
So are you a friend of Jane's or...?
Who's Jane?
Jane's the... She's the lady having the barbecue.
Oh, right. Christ, no. I was just walking past and saw a load of free booze and sausages. I'm joking.
Right.
Jane and I were at college together. How about you?
I play football with Tom.
Tom?
Jane's brother-in-law. Bluey-green T-shirt.
Ah, yes.
Do you want a drink?
I'm fine. Thanks.
So, what do you do for a living?
I work at Sussex University.
Right. Great.
Yourself?
I'm a beekeeper.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
You're really a beekeeper?
I'm really a beekeeper.
I fucking love honey.
Oh, yeah?
Spoon, jar of honey, heaven.
What sort of honey do you normally go for?
Too embarrassed.
How do you mean?
Too embarrassed to tell you.
Why is that?
I like Tesco. The really dirty stuff, the prison stripe stuff.
That's all right.
Really?
Of course.
I'm not putting honest, hard-working beekeepers out of business.
Wouldn't have thought so.
Do you think I'm a honey philistine?
Some of the supermarket stuff's all right.
Really?
Yeah, some of it's fine, yeah.
So, and I mean, don't take this the wrong way, but, I mean...
What?
Are you...
Go on.
Do you make a living?
I do, yeah.
From beekeeping?
From beekeeping.
How does it...
Well, I used to work for a friend of mine in Wiltshire.
Very nice.
After a while, though, decided I wanted to go into business on my own. But my girlfriend, or ex-girlfriend...
Sorry for your loss.
What's that?
No, I was making a...
Right.
Sorry for your loss, as in...
Right.
It was just...
No.
Anyway, you were...
Yeah, no, so she, my ex, she wanted to move to London. So we got this one-bed place in Tower Hamlets.
No wonder you broke up with her. I'd have broken up with her if she made me leave Wiltshire for fucking Tower Hamlets.
I'm still living there, actually.
Lovely curries.
There wasn't any room for bees.
I see.
We didn't have a garden.
Bummer.
One day I was up on the roof and I realised it was perfect. So I tidied up a bit and I got my first hive.
Amazing.
Went from one to two, from two to four. We went away. Me and Laura, we went away to Spain. And when we got back, we found that the flat had been raided.
Raided?
I used to keep the honey in bin bags. You know, those black plastic bin liners?
Yes.
Didn't have a lot of money at the time, so the bin bags were just a cheap alternative. When we were away, though, one of the neighbours called the police. Thought I was brewing up smack or something. They probably went for it. The police. They kicked the front door in, turned the flat upside down, and they confiscated all these bin bags filled with the most amazing honey and honeycomb.
Did that really happen?
Yeah.
You used to keep honey in bin bags?
Yeah.
Roland, I don't think that I can go back to work.
Have they told you that?
They're great.
You've told them then?
Not yet.
But you're going to?
I think so.
You haven't said any of this to them?
They've said whatever I want.
So what about part-time?
I don't know the point.
You mean the point of going part-time?
Either I'm walking or I'm... Either I'm... Walker, I either do it or I don't. Scares me.
Work?
Stopping.
Stopping work scares you.
What will I do?
We'll go away. We can do whatever we want.
I don't...
I'm being serious.
I don't...
I mean it.
I don't... We can't.
I have to... have to... make a... I have to have a choice. Control.
You want me to leave?
Not in a bad way, but yeah.
Have I done something wrong?
No.
Have I said something? Have I offended you?
No.
I thought we'd had a nice evening.
We did.
Coming back here was your suggestion.
I know, but on reflection...
Do you want to come inside, you said?
I know, but now I've changed my mind. I'm allowed to change my mind, aren't I?
Well, if I'm allowed to ask why, sure.
I just rather not get into it.
Can you at least tell me if it's me? I'm not saying specifically, just generally speaking.
I'm just going through some things at the moment. And you're right, we had a lovely evening, and you're right, it was my idea to come back here, but I just... As soon as we stepped inside, I just started thinking.
You want me to leave?
Not in a bad way, but yeah.
Have I done something wrong?
No.
Have I said something? Have I offended you?
No.
Then I don't understand.
I'm not asking you to understand, I'm asking you to leave.
Bit fucking rich, isn't it?
I'm sorry.
This was your idea.
Charming.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It's rude.
Yeah, I'd like you to leave now.
I should probably make a move.
You don't... I mean, don't feel you have to.
I've got a really early start.
How early's early?
6.
You could... I mean, you could... Not in a, like, welcome to my lair way or anything, but if you wanted, you could... stay.
I should probably head back.
Well... Look, I mean... Thanks for a really lovely evening.
Likewise, yeah.
We should... I mean, whenever you're free, we should think about...
Definitely, yeah.
The lair thing was just a joke, by the way.
Come again?
So if it just falls out, you wouldn't have to stay in my bed. Stop talking, Marianne. Not in a bad way, but yeah.
Have I said something wrong?
No.
Have I said something...
No.
I thought we'd had a nice evening.
We did.
Coming back here was your suggestion.
No, I know, but on reflection...
Do you want to come inside, you said?
I know, but now I've changed my mind. I'm allowed to change my mind, aren't I? I just rather not get into it.
I went on another date a couple of weeks ago. Almost exactly the same thing happened. So I'm more than happy to leave you to it. But if it's me...
It's not.
I'm not saying you have to be specific.
It's not you.
If you had some feedback...
Feedback?
Oh, feedback's not right, but...
Okay, look. I'm just going through some things at the moment. My mother... She's been ill for a really long time. And... I can't tell whether I want you to stay because I want you to stay or whether I just don't want to go to sleep on my own.
I'm really sorry.
Why don't we just speak in a week or so?
A friend of mine said to me when I told him that I was going on a date, he said, what does she do?
And what did you say?
I said, I don't really know, but I think it's something to do with space. And when we were talking about your job earlier on, I was nodding along pretty much the entire time. But when we stepped through your front door, I realised I hadn't really understood a single thing you'd said.
Most of my time is spent sitting in front of a computer.
Right.
Analysing data.
Right.
Cosmic microwave background readings.
Okay.
Radiation left over from the Big Bang.
Right.
Cosmology. Theoretical early universe cosmology.
I said, I don't really know, but I think it's something to do with space. And when we were talking about your job earlier on, I was nodding along pretty much the entire time. But when we stepped through your front door, I realised I hadn't really understood a single thing you'd said.
Most of my time is spent sitting in front of a computer.
Right.
Analysing data.
Right.
Quantum cosmology.
Right.
Do you know much about theoretical physics?
Pass.
Quantum mechanics?
Pass.
Quantum mechanics focuses on the quantum realm. Atoms, molecules.
Right.
On nuclear and atomic scales, gravity is pretty much insignificant. But in terms of general relativity, it's vital.
Okay.
So you have these two theories that are completely at odds with one another. Relativity covers the sun, the moon, the stars. While quantum mechanics takes care of molecules, quarks, atoms, that sort of thing. We've effectively asked the same question twice and come up with two completely different answers.
This is really sexy, by the way.
The point being...
I had a really amazing time tonight and I'd really like to spend the night with
you. But...
With you. I'd really like to spend the night.
But now we've got string theory. Or to be more specific, we've got lots of different string theories.
If you'd rather I didn't stay, you'd just have to say...
And the exciting thing about string theory is that it potentially bridges the gap between relativity and...
You haven't answered either of my questions.
A byproduct of every single one of these theories, almost entirely by accident, is the possibility that we're part of a multiverse. Despite our best efforts, there are certain microscopic observations that just cannot be predicted absolutely. Now, potentially, one way of explaining this is to draw the conclusion that at any given moment, several outcomes can coexist simultaneously.
This is genuinely turning me on. You do realize that.
In the quantum multiverse, every choice, every decision you've ever and never made exists in an unimaginably vast ensemble of parallel universes.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything I've ever done.
Everything you've ever and never done.
But if everything I'm ever going to do already exists, then what's the point in me?
Well...
What's the point in me even?
Well...
Do you know what I'm saying?
No, totally, but let's say that ours really is the only universe that exists. There's only one unique me and one unique you. If that were true, then there could only ever really be one choice. But if every possible future exists, then the decisions we do and don't make will determine which of these futures we actually end up experiencing. Imagine rolling a dice 6,000 times.
Everything.
Everything.
Everything I've ever done.
Everything you've ever and never done.
But if everything I'm ever going to do already exists, then what's the point in me?
There isn't.
What?
In none of our equations do we see any sign whatsoever of any evidence of free will.
In your...
We're just particles.
Speak for yourself.
We're just particles governed by a series of very particular laws being knocked around all over the place.
You make it sound so glamorous.
Most of my time is spent sitting in front of a computer typing in numbers. It's not very interesting.
Okay.
Look, I've had a really enjoyable evening.
No, yeah.
I haven't really made my mind up, though, whether or not I'd like you to stay. I've got quite a bit on at the moment, and we were having a really lovely time, and I thought it would be really nice to invite you back. But I just want to be clear that I'm not massively interested in sleeping with you.
It's all right. You don't have to...
I just sort of rather get into bed and go to sleep. But I'm completely happy to go and get you a sleeping bag and a couple of towels.
Okay.
But, I mean, just to be clear, I'm not being coy. I'm not sort of saying no to sex, but yes to all the other stuff. We're going to go to sleep separately, and then we're going to wake up, and then we're going to have some toast. Or, I mean, whatever. You don't have to have toast.
Floor's fine. Honestly.
I'm so tired, Roland. Before people had face... Before they had... Face... Face... Before they... Fuck!
Okay.
God.
God?
People's lives were their own. Before... It became skin. Skin, it became skin.
Skin.
Mum wasn't scared of dying. She was scared of being kept alive, you know?
Yes.
That wasn't what scared her.
I understand.
It's not just speaking.
Okay, now I don't understand.
Reading. I'm having trouble. Numbers, words on the page. I don't know how to explain it. Typing. Typing as well.
In what way?
I know the word. I know the word I'm trying to type, but I don't know the letters. None of the letters seem right. Ria. Ria.
You don't need to finish.
I want to.
I think I know what you're trying to say.
How? How can you know what I'm trying to say? Most of the time, I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
You're right. I was being polite because I don't want you to wear yourself out.
Maybe we should get me a notepad to hang around my neck?
What?
Kidding.
Mary fucking hell.
Roland, I don't think that I can go back to work.
All right.
Where have you been?
Pardon?
I sent you a text.
I know.
Why didn't you text me back?
Don't know.
What does that mean?
It means I don't know. It means I didn't think it was urgent.
I didn't know where you were.
I just told you.
Now? You just told me now, but I wanted to know...
I was playing tennis. I was playing tennis with Tony, and then we went to the pub. What's wrong? I'm sorry. What is it? What's wrong?
Roland, I'm really sorry.
What is it?
James and I had sex.
James?
From work.
The centre parting? You mean the bloke with the centre parting?
Yes.
When?
There've been a few. A few times.
How many's a few?
I'd rather we didn't get into who did what to whom.
How many's a few, Mary?
Six? Maybe seven?
Spread out? Were the six or seven times you had sex spread out over a particular period of time?
Yes.
Are you together, then? Do you want to be together?
I don't know.
Is he moving in?
Of course not, Roland. Of course he's not.
Do you want me to move out? When do you want me to move out?
There's no rush.
That's it, then, is it?
Where have you been?
Pub.
I sent you a text.
I know.
Why didn't you text me back?
Don't know.
What does that mean?
It means I don't know. It means I didn't think it was urgent.
I didn't know where you were.
I just told you.
Now? You just told me now, but I wanted to...
I was playing tennis. I was playing tennis with Tony, and then we went to the pub. What's wrong? I'm sorry. What is it? What's wrong?
Roland, I'm really sorry.
What? What is it?
James and I had sex.
James?
From work.
Dandruff? You mean the bloke with dandruff?
He doesn't... Yes.
When?
There've been a few times.
How many's a few?
I'd rather we didn't get into who did what to whom.
How many's a few, Mary?
Six. Maybe seven.
Spread out?
What?
Were the six or seven times you had sex spread out over a particular period of time?
Yes.
Are you together, then? Do you want to be together? Mary, do the two of you...
I don't know!
Is he moving in? Where do you want me to move out?
There's no rush.
How old is he?
He's 24.
24?
Yes.
He's a child!
He's 24, Roland!
Where do you have sex?
All sorts of places.
What does that mean?
It means we've had sex in more than one place.
Here?
Roland, of course we've not
had... His place?
Yes.
Where does he live?
Brighton.
You have sex in the daytime, then?
Yes.
In the fucking daytime?
Sometimes, yes. Oh,
during lunch, is it? So when's he going to move in? Mary? When's he going to move...
There's no date.
But he is going to move in.
Hopefully.
Am I boring?
What?
Do I bore you?
Of course not.
We don't talk about space enough, is that it?
It's nothing to do with work.
That doesn't make it better, you know? If you'd said yes, it's because we don't talk about space enough. It might have made a bit more sense. I kick myself for not making more of an effort, but at least it'd make a bit more sense.
There's no linear explanation, I'm afraid.
Where have you been?
Work.
I sent you a text.
I know.
You've not texted me back.
I know.
What does that mean?
It means I know that you sent me a text.
I didn't know where you were.
Why are you being so touchy? I was at work, and then I missed the 7:37, and then the 8:04 didn't turn up. What's wrong? What's the matter?
Mary, I'm really sorry, but I had sex with Alison O'Connor. Tuesday the week before last.
Alison O'Connor?
Yeah.
Thought she was going bold.
What?
She's going bold, Roland. She's going fucking bold. Well, how many times? How many times did you have sex with her, Roland?
Once.
Once?
Tuesday, the week before last, yeah.
What were you doing? What were the two of you doing?
I was helping her set up a hive.
Is this a fucking joke?
No.
You were helping her set up a hive?
Yes.
Speak up.
I said yes. I was helping her.
Is it serious?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I need some time to think about it.
Oh, you need some time to think about it.
Preferably, yes.
Does this mean you're moving out?
Up to you, really.
If it were up to me, Roland, you wouldn't have fucked fucking Alison O'Connor.
All right.
I beg your pardon?
Calm down.
Fuck you, actually. I've never been happier living with you. Just so you know.
That doesn't make it any better, you know? If you said yes, it's because we don't talk about space enough. It might have made a bit more sense. I'd kick myself for not making more of an effort, but at least it'd make a bit more sense.
There's no straightforward explanation, I'm afraid.
Don't make me leave.
Roland.
This is the best thing that's ever happened to me. I'm serious.
You'll be fine.
I don't know what I'm going to do.
You can move back to Tower Hamlets.
Is that meant to be a joke?
Of course it's not. I just meant you've got lots. There's lots you can do.
I don't care.
Come on.
I don't.
You're being melodramatic.
How long have you been waiting to tell me?
A week.
I was going to propose.
Roland.
I need some time to think about it.
Oh, you need some time to think about it?
Preferably, yes.
Does this mean you're moving out?
Up to you, really.
If it were up to me, Roland, you wouldn't have fucked
All
fucking...
right.
I beg your pardon?
I don't want to fight.
Tough.
What?
I said tough.
Mary, come on. I'm telling you because I regret it, not because I want
to... You regret something once. You don't regret it and then keep doing it.
What's the likelihood you might be able to forgive me?
Where have you been?
Pub.
I sent you a text.
I know.
Why didn't you text me back?
Dunno.
What does that mean?
It means I dunno. It means I didn't think it was urgent.
I didn't know where you were.
I just told you.
Now? You just told me now, but
I was playing tennis with Tony and then we went to the pub. What's wrong? I'm sorry. What is it? What's wrong?
Roland, I'm really sorry.
What is it?
James and I had sex. Roland, did you hear what I just
know.
Said? What?
You had a message from him while you were in the shower. I read it.
Yeah, you need to leave.
Make me.
What?
I said make me.
Mum.
In what way?
Before she died.
Right.
When she said she didn't want any more food.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I'm not sure we ever really talked about it.
I thought we did.
Bits and pieces, maybe.
Well, she said she wanted them to stop the IV. Did we talk about that?
I think maybe we did, yeah.
They asked me to leave. I went back the next day and she was starting to look like a ghost. It takes an enormous amount of strength when you're like that to keep going. I'm not sure I have it.
You don't know that.
Sinking feeling.
Mary, listen to me.
I'm so tired. Roland. Before people had face... Before they had face, before they fuck.
Okay.
God. People's lives were their own. Before it became skin, it became skin.
Skin.
Mum wasn't scared of dying. She was scared of being kept alive, you know?
Yes.
That wasn't what scared her.
Hello, Marianne.
Roland! Wow! Hi.
Hello.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Oh, good. Good. That's really good.
How about yourself?
I bought some of your honey.
You didn't?
From the Budgeons in Crouch End.
Yeah, right. They're really great.
I said to the girl on the till, I said, I used to know the man who made this honey.
I read one of your papers.
You did not?
I did. I downloaded it.
Which one did you read?
Something to do with XMM cluster survey.
That's really amazing, Roland.
What did you think of the honey?
Delicious. It was completely delicious. Are you here for the ballroom class?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Really?
Heather's getting married in a couple of months, so...
The PE teacher?
What's that?
He was a PE teacher, wasn't he?
Right. No, I see. They called it a day. You blokes are something or other for the Office of National Statistics.
Wow.
I've been ordered to sort out my two left feet or else. How about you?
Similar, really. Wedding.
Your own, or...?
No, mine. Yep.
Congratulations.
Yeah.
Is your fiancé, is he...
Held up. He's been held up.
Hello, Marianne. It's Roland.
Roland!
Yeah. How are you? I hope I didn't scare you.
No. A bit. Oh. Maybe. I mean, a bit.
Sorry.
Are you here for the ballroom class?
Yeah. No. Yeah, I am, yeah.
Ballroom, really?
Heather's getting married.
Heather?
My sister.
Heather, of course.
I've been ordered to sort out my two left feet or else.
Did you know that I was going to be here?
What? Did I...
Know that I was going to be here?
No. No, of course not.
I'm learning ballroom because I'm getting married, Roland.
No, sure.
In September.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you. What about you? Are you...
I was, but for the moment, no.
Married?
Seeing someone. I was seeing someone, but we broke up, so...
I'm sorry.
No, please. Don't be.
Hello, Roland.
Marianne. Wow, shit. How's it going?
Well, I'm really well. Thanks.
Great. That's really great.
Yourself?
Yeah. No, I mean, good, yeah.
I bought some of your honey.
You didn't?
From the Budgeons in Crouch End.
Yeah, right. They're really great.
I said to the girl on the till, I said, I used to know the man who made this for me.
What did she say?
She just stared at me. How is everything? Business-wise?
Oh, good, yeah. About to start doing pollen.
Pollen?
Yeah, you have to... You scrape it off the legs of the bees and then you grind it down. Really good for you, apparently.
Scraping the legs off bees or pollen?
Had an offer from Tesco, of all people.
For the pollen?
No, just for the honey.
How much for?
Fair whack.
What did you say?
Told them to go fuck themselves. I read one of your papers.
You did not?
I did. I downloaded it.
Which one did you read?
Something about hot subdwarf stars.
Why are you really looking for midget porn on Google?
What's that?
Subdwarf. It was.
I gotcha.
That's really amazing, Roland. Thank you.
What did you think of the honey? From Budgeons.
Delicious. It was completely delicious.
It's heather.
Yes.
We cart the bees up to the heather moors every August, one by one.
One by one?
Hives, not bees.
Are you here for the ballroom class?
Yeah. No, yeah. I am, yeah. I'm actually engaged.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah.
Who's the lucky lady?
Alison. Alison, no.
I remember.
How about yourself? Are you...
Just trying to lose a bit of weight. Too many late night digestive binges. I blame the subdwarfs. The stars. You read.
Heather's getting married in a couple of months, so...
The PE teacher?
What's that?
He was a PE teacher, wasn't he?
Right, no, I see. They called it a day. Yeah. New blokes are something or other for the DVLA.
Wow.
Been ordered to sort out my two left feet or else. How about you?
Similar, really. Wedding.
Your own, or...?
No, God, can you imagine? I'm being a very diligent bridesmaid. We're having some kind of mass Viennese waltz. I'm not sure I fully understand it as yet.
So is this your first lesson?
No, second. You?
First, yeah.
Well done on the comfortable trouser front. I came straight from work. Last week, crotch was like a blazing furnace by the time I got home.
Mary, I'm sorry.
Well done on the comfortable trouser front. I came straight from work. Last week, crotch was like a blazing inferno by the time I got home. Roland, I'm sorry.
What for?
Well done on the comfortable trouser front. I came straight from work. Last week, crotch was like a blazing sauna by the time I got home. I have to say it, because if I don't, I'll feel like a fraud.
Mary.
Let's go for a drink. I don't know what I'm doing here anyway. One drink. And if you never want to see me again, you never have to see me again.
Mary.
Let's go for a drink. I don't know what I'm doing here anyway. One drink. And if you never want to see me again, you never have to see me again.
Mary.
Why don't we go for a drink? I don't know what I'm doing here anyway. One drink. And if you never want to see me again, you never have to see me again.
Mary.
One drink. And if you never want to see me again, you never have to see me again.
Mary.
And if you never want to see me again, you never have to see me again.
I don't really know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
Oh, I know, but I want to. I want to know what to say to you.
A lot of people apparently never go through with it.
How do you mean?
A lot of people, once they've been given the green knight... Knight... Once they've... A lot of...
It's okay.
They're happy enough knowing it's there.
How do you know that?
It's on the website.
When you say a lot, how many are we talking?
I think it was something like 2/3. Safety net for a lot of people.
And is that how you're feeling about it?
I don't know.
Would I be able to come with you?
Would you want to? Come with me?
Would you want me to come with you?
I keep thinking of Mum.
There are three different kinds of bees. The drones, the workers, and a single, solitary queen. The workers are all women. Their job is to forage for honey, pollen, etc. Their lifespan is potentially anywhere between 5 weeks and 6 months, and then they die. Drones exist solely to have sex with the queen. Each hive tends to have around 100 drones. Once they've deposited their sperm, their penis gets ripped off and they die.
Roland.
Honeybees have an unfailing clarity of purpose. Their lives are often intensely short. But in a strange sort of way, I'm jealous of the humble honeybee and their quiet elegance.
Roland, any moment...
If only our existence were that simple.
Any moment...
If only we could understand why it is that we're here and what it is that we're meant to spend our lives doing. I am uncertain when it comes to a great many things. But there is now one thing I am defiantly certain of. Marion Orbell, will you marry me?
Roland, I've got a tutorial. You can't just turn up like this. I mean, it's the middle of the day. There's a lot going on. I need to think about it. I'm sorry. I just really need some space. This is a surprise.
Is it?
It's the middle of the afternoon.
Are you busy?
Are you... Is everything...
There's something I'd like to say to you. There are three different kinds of bees. The drones, the workers, and a single solitary queen. The workers are all women. Their job is to forage for honey, pollen, etc. Their lifespan is potentially anywhere between 5 weeks and 6 months. And then they die. Drones exist solely to have sex with the queen. Each hive tends to have around 100 drones. Once they've deposited their sperm, their penis gets ripped off and they die. Honeybees have an unfailing clarity of purpose. Their lives are often intensely short. But in a strange sort of way, I am jealous of the humble honeybee and their quiet elegance. If only our existence were that simple. If only we could understand why it is that we're here and what it is that we're meant to spend our lives doing. I am uncertain when it comes to a great many things. But there is now one thing I am defiantly certain of.
Roland, please. Roland, get up. Come on.
Marion Orbell, will you marry me?
Roland, we talked about this. Come on.
This is a surprise.
Is it?
It's the middle of the afternoon.
There's something I'd like to say to you. Oh, shit.
What is it?
Oh, I've left it at home.
What is it?
I've left it at home.
Left what at home, Roland? Roland, is everything all right?
Okay, I'm going to just own up. I came down here because I wanted to... I had this whole speech written out. It took me an absolute age, and it's just thrown me a bit.
Roland, you're sweating.
There's something I'd like to say to you. So, as you know, well, maybe you know, there are three different kinds of bees. There's the drones, there's the workers, and there's the queen. And the drones are all women. Sorry, the workers. The workers are all women. The drones have sex with the queen. But once they've ejaculated, they die. I should have written this down.
Roland.
What I'm trying to say is that bees have a really short life. They have an incredibly short life, and then that's it. Possibly the bit about the lifespan should have come at the start, and I could have moved on.
Is there something...
Do you remember when we first met?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
At that wedding.
What?
John and Ruth's wedding.
We met at a barbecue.
There are three different kinds of bees. The drones, the workers, and a single, solitary queen. The workers are all women. Their job is to forage for honey, pollen, etc. Their lifespan is potentially anywhere between 5 weeks and 6 months. And then they die. Drones exist solely to have sex with the queen. Each hive tends to have around 100 drones. Once they've deposited their sperm, their penis gets ripped off and they die. Honeybees have an unfailing clarity of purpose. Their lives are often intensely short. But in a strange sort of way, I'm jealous of the humble honeybee and their quiet elegance. If only our existence were that simple. If only we could understand why it is that we're here and what it is that we're meant to spend our lives doing. I am uncertain when it comes to a great many things. But there is now one thing I am defiantly certain of. Marion Orbell. Will you marry me?
Okay.
Really?
Yeah. Really. Where is that speech from? Was it from a book? It was, wasn't it? Was it Ted Hooper? It was, wasn't it?
Bits.
Oh, I've got a fucking tutorial.
I'll see you at home.
Is that okay?
Of course.
Thank you. If you're serious, you write to them.
Meaning what?
Outline why they ought to be taking you seriously.
And if they do?
You meet someone.
Out there or here?
Out there. You have to meet them a couple of times.
Always out there?
I think so.
Then what?
Then it's up to you.
How do they do it?
They use something called a bar. A bar.
It's okay.
They mix it with water.
I don't really know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
No, I know, but I want to. I want to know what to say to you.
A lot of people apparently never go through with it.
How do you mean?
A lot of people, once they've been given the green night, once they've lot of...
It's okay.
They're happy enough knowing it's there.
How bad is it? Mary?
It's pretty bad.
How bad is pretty bad?
They said being under 40 might help.
Mary, but how bad is pretty bad?
I'm not sure I want to talk about it right away.
Mary, I've been waiting around on tenterhooks.
I'm not sure I can talk about it right away.
Do you want something to drink? Do you want some water?
No, thank you.
Do you want some booze? I mean...
I'm just after a moment's silence and then I'll tell you anything you want. He said, I think, something like a third of people live for a year.
What about the other two?
What?
What about the other two thirds? How long do they...
I don't know, Roland. I don't know.
What did they tell you? What did the...
I don't know. I can't remember. They gave me some leaflets. I mean, why does it matter what happens to the other two thirds?
Why does it matter?
Yes.
It matters because presumably we don't know which third you're going to be in.
Why are you being arsy with me? I just said to you...
I'm not being...
Yes, you're being arsy. You're getting mad at me for not remembering this number or that number. I mean, who gives a fuck?
All right.
I'll go upstairs and get my fucking handbag and you can rifle through the plethora of leaflets if it bothers you that fucking
much. All right,
much.
All right. I'm sorry. Did he talk about treatment?
He said they can operate. Try and remove it. Move as much of it as they can. Then he said radiotherapy, but if I'm too weak for radiotherapy, they said chemo. Shitload of chemo. It's right at the front.
The front?
It's all over the frontal lobe.
I don't know what that means.
He said I might have trouble selecting words. Selecting the right words. He said I should expect seizures.
Jesus Christ.
It's palliative. Whatever they do. It's not... They can't...
Okay.
They said this is it.
Okay.
This is it, they said.
Okay. Okay.
Why don't you sit down?
I need to sit down, do I?
Maybe. I mean, no, standing is fine.
I would have come with you if you'd told me, you know.
I know.
I would have cancelled...
I know. I wanted to go alone.
I'm a bit angry, actually, Mary.
Angry?
I'm saying so that you know.
You're angry?
I'm saying so that you know because I don't want to have an argument.
Glad to fucking hear it.
All right.
I'm sorry you missed out on the sheer joy that was collecting the results of my biopsy, Roland.
All right.
But forgive me, I didn't feel like inviting along a fucking entourage of onlookers.
All right, Christ. I'm telling you so I can get it off my chest because I want to be as honest with you as I possibly can. Because I don't know what you're about to say, but it's clearly bad news, and I want to be able to listen and not be thinking, I wonder what she did with herself once she heard. I wonder why she didn't call me straight away.
I would have dropped
absolutely anything and everything, and I wonder if she knows that.
So I got my biopsy results.
Today?
They called me and asked me to come in.
Who did you see?
Dr. Thorne.
What did he say?
He said it's benign.
What?
He said that it's a grade one, and he said that it's benign.
Wait, he said that...
He said that ordinarily, with a grade one, he would expect to see a full recovery.
Did he use that phrase, full recovery?
Exact quote.
He said...
Ordinarily, he would expect to see a full recovery.
Shit.
Yeah.
What happens now?
They need to operate.
But he definitely used the phrase, full recovery.
He did.
Are you all right?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you hungry? Do you want some bolognese? Homemade?
Have we got any of the nice spaghetti? Oh,
I love you.
It's called a glioblastoma multiforme.
Right.
It's a grade four.
Right.
It's at the front.
Okay.
Which is why I've been having trouble...
Speaking.
He said he thinks they should operate.
Great.
He said he thinks that's what they should start with.
Great.
And then he suggested radiotherapy.
Okay.
But he said that if I'm too weak for radiotherapy...
Too weak?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
He said that if I'm too weak for radiotherapy, then chemo is probably better.
Okay.
He said that...
We can stop.
No, I'm okay.
We could eat.
No, I'm fine.
Honestly, we can stop. We can eat.
I think I'd rather just get...
No, you're right.
I think I'd rather just get through it.
Absolutely.
It's a year.
A year?
Probably less.
It's probably less than a year.
He didn't say that, but...
They didn't say that?
I went online.
But they didn't tell you that.
They said we should talk about all of that when we next meet. But when I got back to campus...
Mary.
I know, it's stupid, I shouldn't have done it. I went on a forum.
A forum?
People had left these dedications to all these people they had known had died. There were pages and pages of them. Most of them were really wet and drippy. I got really fucking angry.
Angry?
There's so much bullshit.
You mean on the...
When someone dies.
Right.
There's so much bullshit. When your time's up, your time's up.
Right.
Time. I mean, what on earth are they even talking about?
Why don't we...
She was a real fighter, was she? Well, she obviously didn't do a very good fucking job, did she?
All right.
Some of them had uploaded photos.
We should eat.
There was a photograph of a woman with God knows how many tubes hanging out of her. She was surrounded by these garish fucking balloons.
Some people like to give people balloons.
If you give me a balloon, I will literally garrote you.
Note to self.
And if you put a photo of me in a fucking forum, I will haunt the shit out of you.
No forums. Okay, let's eat. We should eat.
I think I'd like to go abroad.
What do you mean?
I'm not sure how much of a difference the chemo is really making.
Do you mean you're not sure or they're not sure?
I mean me. I mean I'm not sure.
Why? Why aren't you sure about... Why aren't you sure?
I went on to campus.
What do you mean? What for?
To have lunch with Melissa. I had another seizure.
What? When? Mary?
A couple of weeks ago.
A couple of weeks ago?
Yeah.
Why didn't you tell me?
It's the words, Roland. It's becoming more and more... tiring.
You mean speaking to me? The two of us is tiring, or you mean everything?
I mean everything.
I didn't realize.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I know.
I don't know what to do.
You don't have to do anything.
I want to help.
You are.
So when you say abroad, you mean abroad and not come back?
Potentially. Yes.
How does it work?
You become a member.
A member?
Pay some money.
How much?
I don't know what it is in pounds.
Then what?
If you're serious, you write to them.
Meaning what?
Outline why they ought to be taking you seriously.
And if they do?
You meet someone.
Out there or here?
Out there. You have to meet them a couple of times.
Always out there?
I think so.
Then what?
Then it's up to you.
How do they do it?
They use something called a bar.
It's okay.
They mix it with water.
I don't really know what to say.
You don't have to say anything.
I know, but I... want to. I want to know what to say to you.
A lot of people apparently never go through with it.
How do you mean?
A lot of people, once they've been given the green light,
It's okay.
They're happy enough knowing it's there.
How do you know that?
It's on the website.
When you say a lot, how many are we talking?
I think it was something like 2/3. Safety net. For a lot of people.
And is that what you're feeling about it?
I don't know.
Would I be able to come with you?
Would you want to? Come with me?
Would you want me to come with you?
I keep thinking of Mum.
In what way?
Before she died.
Right.
When she said she didn't want any more food.
Yeah.
Do you remember?
I'm not sure we ever really talked about it.
I thought we did.
Bits and pieces, maybe.
Well, she said she wanted them to stop the IV. Did we talk about that?
I think maybe we did, yeah.
They asked me to leave. I went back the next day and she was starting to look like a ghost. It takes an enormous amount of strength when you're like that to keep going. I'm not sure I have it.
You don't know. You don't know that.
Thinking, feeling.
Mary, listen to me.
I'm so tired, Roland. Before people had faith. Before they fuck.
Okay.
God. People's lives were their own before it became skin. Skin. It became skin.
Skin?
Mum wasn't scared of dying. She was scared of being kept alive, you know?
Yes.
That wasn't what scared her.
I understand.
It's not just the speaking.
Okay, now I don't understand.
Reading. I'm having trouble. Numbers, words on the page. I don't know how to explain it. Typing as well.
In what way?
I know the word. I know the word I'm trying to type, but I don't know the letters. None of the letters seem right. Ria.
You don't need to finish.
I want to.
I think I know what you're trying to say.
How? How can you know what I'm trying to say? Most of the time, I don't even know what I'm trying to say.
You're right. I was being polite because I don't want you to wear yourself out.
Maybe we should get me a notepad to hang around my neck?
What?
Kidding.
Oh, Mary fucking hell.
Roland, I don't think that I can go back to work.
Have they told you that?
They're great.
You've told them then?
Not yet.
But you're going to?
I think so.
But you haven't said any of this to them?
They've said whatever I want.
So what about part-time?
I don't know the point.
You mean the point of going part-time?
I either do it or I don't. Scares me.
Work?
Stopping.
Stopping work scares you.
What will I do?
We'll go away. We can do whatever we want.
I don't...
I'm being serious.
I don't...
I mean it.
I don't... We can't. I have to... I have to have a choice. Control.
Taxi's booked for 9.
I know.
Gives us an extra half an hour.
It does.
Are you tired?
A bit.
Would you like to go to sleep?
What time is it?
Are you hungry?
Not particularly.
We could order some room service.
I'm fine.
Taxi's booked for 9.
I know.
Gives us an extra half an hour.
It does.
Are you tired?
A bit.
Would you like to go to sleep?
What time is it?
Are you hungry?
No.
We could order some room service.
I'm fine.
Taxi's booked for 9.
I know.
Gives us an extra half an hour.
It does.
Are you tired?
A bit.
Would you like to go to sleep?
What time is it?
Are you hungry?
Not particularly.
We could order some room service.
all.
Do you want to put the telly on?
No, thank you.
I've had a really wonderful day.
Same.
Really?
Yes.
Can I be honest with you?
No.
There are times when I look at you and I absolutely understand why you're doing this. But there are times when I absolutely don't. And I'm not saying you shouldn't be calling it a day. But I suppose I'm starting to wonder if now is the right time. Because if it were me and I were you, I think I would want as much time as possible. And if you think you've got another couple of months in you, God, I would love to give that a go.
Yes.
What?
Yes. Let's go home.
Because if it were me and I were you, I think I would want as much time as possible. And if you think you've got another couple of weeks in you, God, I would love to give that a go.
What do you mean by time?
Time. I mean time. I'd want more time. With you.
I'm not sure that you and I, we think that, but that there's an arrow from past to present.
Mary.
But that's really all we can say. Asymmetrical.
Mary.
But nobody knows why.
Okay.
Listen to me, please.
Let's not talk about this now.
Please.
I shouldn't have brought it up.
Listen to me, please. The basic laws of physics. The basic laws of physics don't have a past and a present. Time is irrelevant at the level of atoms and molecules. It's symmetrical. We have all the time we've always had. You still have all our time. Once. There's not going to be any more or less of it. Once I'm gone.
Hello, Marianne.
Roland. Wow. Hi. Hello. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Thanks.
Oh, good. Good. That's really good.
How about yourself?
I bought some of your honey.
You did?
From the Budgeons in Crouch End.
Yeah, right. They're really great.
I said to the girl on the till, I said, I used to know the man who made this honey.
What did she say?
She just stared at me.
I read one of your papers.
You did not?
I did. I downloaded it.
That's really amazing, Roland.
What did you think of the honey?
Delicious. It was completely delicious. Are you here for the ballroom class?
Yeah. No, yeah. I am, yeah.
Really?
Heather's getting married in a couple of months, so...
The PE teacher?
That's right, yeah. Good memory. I've been ordered to sort out my two left feet or else. How about you?
Similar, really. Wedding.
Your own, or...?
No, God, can you imagine? I'm being a very diligent bridesmaid. We're having some kind of mass Viennese waltz. I'm not sure I fully understand it as yet.
So is this your first lesson?
No, second. You?
First, yeah.
Well done on the comfortable trouser front. I came straight from work. Last week, crotch was like a blazing hothouse by the time I got home.
We should... Afterwards, if we're not both completely exhausted, there's a nice place not that far. We could try going for a drink. But if we get there, if we're there and you change your mind, if you change your mind and you want to call it a day, then we'll just call it a day. We'll just call it a day and you never have to see me again.
Constellations, Marianne was played by Gugu Mbatha-Raw and Roland by George Mackay. The director was Sasha Yevtushenko. My name's Nick Payne and I'm the writer of Elegy. I can't quite remember how or why, but a couple of years ago, or maybe it's more than a couple at this point, I stumbled on an article about a recent scientific study which had taken place at the University of Southern California. The study seemed like science fiction to me, but I assure you it turned out to be quite the opposite. Dr. Theodore Berger, a neural engineer who specialises, or at least specialised at the time, in modelling hippocampal activity mathematically, had come up with a device known as a synthetic or prosthetic hippocampus, which when implanted into the brain of a rat could carry out the very same operation as the part of the brain it was replacing. 2 years later, Dr. Berger and his team pulled off the same thing in monkeys. And if I'm not mistaken, in 2018, they carried out similar experiments successfully on humans. A kind of neural pacemaker, which might one day be able to restore or augment ailing or injured brains, or indeed ramp up the activity of perfectly healthy brains. In order to check this wasn't all some kind of monumental wind-up, I contacted the Wellcome Trust and asked if they might know of anyone who would be willing to speak to me about the brain and consciousness and so on. After a bunch of thrilling and wide-ranging conversations with Professor Anil Seth from the University of Sussex, and Professor Murray Shanahan from Imperial College London, I decided to try and write the play you are about to hear. Set sometime in the near future, Elegy is a complete and utter work of fiction, but one that nonetheless tries to wrestle with the ethical and moral implications of inserting or implanting synthetic devices into the brains of us mere mortals. It's also a love story, but then isn't everything. I hope you enjoy it. This is Elegy, with Juliet Stevenson as Lorna, Deborah Finley as Carrie, and Marilyn Nadabe as Miriam.
I can tell you how we met, if you like.
If it's useful.
Well, you tell me.
I meant if it's useful for you to... I don't know, to talk about it?
You could ask me questions.
Questions?
About us. About anything you like. Anything you want to know. And if I know, if I know, I'll tell you. I'll answer you. We met in church. I was part of a choir, and you came along on your own, if you see what I mean. And you weren't religiously inclined, by the way. If anything, the opposite. I was, well, still am in a way. Every now and again, maybe when I'm feeling particularly... We started talking to each other in the church because we were both teachers. We had that in common.
What do you teach?
Did.
Sorry, did. What did you teach?
Religious studies.
So you are, I don't know, religion is important to you then in some way or other?
Listen, Lorna, how are you since being discharged from the hospital? How are you?
It seems to be going well. I don't know.
What does it feel like?
What does what feel like?
Not having this... not having a significant part of your... piece of your... oh, not really sure what the right... missing. Is that...
I suppose I don't know. I guess I wouldn't know. Because it isn't... my experience isn't of something missing.
That makes sense.
I suppose you could say it feels a little like waking up somewhere unfamiliar. You wake up, you look around, unsure, you know, maybe for a moment where you are, and then, I don't know, the uncertainty disappears and you just get on with it.
The choir sang at our wedding. They sang our first dance. They were some of our closest friends, so we decided we asked them to do it, rather than have a band, or... they sang while we danced.
What did they sing?
Mirror Ball. You didn't really want it. But it was the first dance at my parents' wedding. You said it was too sentimental. But it reminded me of them, of my parents, so I...
You were at your parents' wedding?
No, sorry. I meant as in I've seen the footage, retrospectively. And we made the moon a mirror ball, the streets an empty stage, the city sirens, violins, everything has changed. There were readings too, as well. There were some readings. You chose a scattering was your choice, and then I'd chosen wedding, which you said was a bit on the nose, given it was our actual wedding day. All your other suggestions were really morbid, about death or dying or illness or. Like, yet people being widowed. I said people are going to think we're willing this thing to fail. But you said death and marriage go hand in hand. If more people started thinking about death sooner, you said, we'd all fall in love a lot quicker.
Carrie, is there anything in particular I can help you with?
Help me with?
I don't know, yes. Is there something specifically that you want from me?
You could let me kiss you. No, that was a joke.
Carrie, I feel I don't know, sorry for you. You know, you clearly, I don't know, you put a lot into helping me. But I don't know, I ought to be honest with you. I don't see anything when I look at you. It's like glass. It's like a pane of glass. There's half a reflection, maybe, but mostly I just see straight through it. And in a way, of course, that's probably for the best, because if I did see or recognise something, then, of course, we'd know something hadn't worked. We'd know something was wrong.
No, you're right.
Look, I hope you won't mind me... but there's an issue... in that we're still married.
Okay. Wow.
I'm sorry.
No. You'd like a divorce then, you mean?
Well, not right this second. It isn't per se urgent, but...
It's something you'd like to get sorted, though.
Ideally.
A divorce. Does that mean I won't get to see you again? For a coffee or a... whatever, informal. It can be, you know, laid back. It doesn't have to be a formal thing. I'm rambling.
No. Let's see.
I was apoplectic when the hospital said my visitations had to cease. I
have missed you so much. I don't even know where to begin.
Wow. They really did take it all, didn't they?
And thank God they did. Because I'm better. I have a life. I have a life now.
Carrie, I've had a request from Lorna.
Okay.
Lorna has requested.
It's okay.
I've had a request from Lorna that your visitations to the hospital cease. That your visitations to see Lorna cease. I'm sorry.
Why? How come?
But I think... Well, it's complicated, isn't it? But I think...
It's okay. I'm okay.
Well, from the conversation I had with Lorna, I think she feels in the build-up to being discharged as she readies herself to leave the hospital. I think she now feels she wants to try and focus solely, more specifically, on her life going forward. She wants to, rather than looking back, she wants to focus on moving forward. I'm sorry. Can I get you something to drink? Tea? A coffee?
I'm good.
Yeah, I am pretty certain I saw some Earl Grey.
I'm sorry, if you don't mind.
No, please.
This request came out of a conversation the two of you were having, or...
Correct.
Or she said, I want that woman to stop visiting me. It's okay, I'm okay. I'm just interested to know the specifics.
She didn't. No, she didn't say, I want this woman. I mean, just to be clear, she would never in that dismissive way. But she had begun to find your visits a little troubling.
Troubling?
Correct. Upsetting. But you know what? Ultimately, it was a combination...
You mean I was upsetting her? My coming here, my presence was in some way... Yeah, in some way what? Freaking her out or
You know
or
what? Speaking honestly with you, we see this a lot. I've seen patients leave their families, give up their jobs, move out of the city. Big, big changes in lifestyle. It's a second chance. But it is most definitely also worth pointing out that people, you know, patients, I have seen patients respond in all manner of different. What I mean is, Lorna might feel a particular way now. But you know what? Longer term, further down the line, she may find she feels completely and utterly...
But for the time being, I'll be stopped.
Stopped?
If after today I try to... Yeah, to visit again. If I come back...
The hospital has to respect the wishes of the patient, yes.
I have lasting power of attorney.
I'm passing on Lorna's request. That's all I can do.
No, I know. I get that. I wasn't... Would you be able to tell her that I would like to visit her, maybe, say, one last time? Tell Lorna that I would like to, yeah, to sit with her again. Again, one last time before she's discharged. Or no, or after, either way, nothing, you know, nothing to, just an informal...
Okay, yes, I can. I will pass that message on.
Or maybe I should write to her.
You could.
Would that put you in a bit less of a sort of don't shoot the messenger type position?
You don't need to worry about me, Carrie. I mean, it would be easier for me, for the record.
A letter would be easier?
Sure. Because from my point of view...
You don't think a letter would freak her out more?
You know what? I honestly couldn't say.
She might be like... This crazy woman's written me a 100-page diatribe after I told her to stop visiting me.
Yeah, 100 pages might be a little on the long side, yes.
Yeah, no, I was...
I know, I was...
100 pages would be way, way over the top. I was in the hardware store, the shop. I was looking for a drill... bit, what's the word, the different sizes to go into the end of the drill.
Oh, I think they're just You know what? Somewhat unimaginatively known as drill bit.
Well, there you go. I was looking for a drill bit because I wanted to... Well, anyway, it doesn't matter. I was looking for a drill bit because what else would I be doing? I wanted to do some drilling.
Yes.
And there was a girl. A young girl on the floor. In between the aisles, on the... Sitting on the floor, rolling a bouncy ball. Back and forth, you know, back and forth. All on her own. She was maybe 6, 7. All on her own, and... God, I don't even know why, but I had to... I couldn't take it. I had to take myself out of the... This wave of sadness. All on her own. Just rolling this tiny bouncy ball back and forth and back and forth.
Carrie, would you mind if I say something to you?
No.
You made an incredibly difficult decision to save someone you loved. And that decision, that choice made by you has... Because without this procedure, I have no doubt that the disease would have taken Lorna's life from her slowly and painfully and without remorse. And at every stage, I have watched you. I have watched you, Carrie, as you have supported Lorna with a grace and a dignity, that is. And I wonder now if, and forgive me if this sounds, but I wonder if there might be a way of focusing rather than focusing on, let's say, is there a way, for instance, of focusing on what Lorna wants rather than what you or I feel she needs? I wonder, at least for now, for the time being, if we ought to allow Lorna the autonomy, give her the agency to decide who she now wishes to be. You know, people often don't realise. Forgetting is one of the most beneficial processes we possess.
Will you tell her that I would like to see her again? Please. Lorna.
You bet.
But that if she doesn't, I'll respect. If she doesn't want to see me, then... Yeah, then... Of course, I'll respect that.
Understood.
When is she being discharged?
And any head pain? Nausea?
Mm-mm.
Nothing at all?
Nothing.
Great. And how have you been getting on with the myelinitol?
No, fine.
And what about the Simitrol?
Same, fine.
Okay. Is there anything you would like to ask me?
I don't know. Maybe you could explain what the stuff I'm taking does again?
You bet.
I thought I understood, but I don't know. Maybe I'm not sure I did.
Why don't we start? Let's start with the Simitrol.
Great.
Which is a receptor antagonist.
Yes.
It attacks or blocks the overproduction of a particular kind of neurotransmitter, glutamate.
Okay.
Which causes cell damage, which in turn impairs the brain's ability to recover, to repair.
Okay.
And alongside the Simitrol...
Yes.
We also... The reason we have you taking myelinitol is because myelinitol is a myelin stimulant. Myelin is a white matter which coats, or rather insulates, axons from other nearby axons, dramatically increasing the speed.
Sorry, and an axon is a
long, thinnish fibre which extends between the cell body, what we call the soma of a neuron, right the way across, enabling the transmission of information from neuron to neuron.
Of course it is.
And myelination.
Yes.
Myelination is the process whereby these axons, these fibres, are coated, protecting and strengthening axons, which in turn protects them.
No, maybe I don't, after all. Maybe we don't need to go over... It is quite a lot to try to...
Sorry.
No.
Too much jargon?
Well, towards the end, a bit.
I'm sorry, I skipped breakfast.
Please, don't apologise.
We're rebuilding.
And what if the rebuilding doesn't work?
The treatment has never not worked.
But for the sake of argument, I don't know, what happens if it doesn't? And it comes back?
You mean if the...
If I become ill again, if the disease...
That has never happened.
Hypothetically?
You know what? It's hard for me to speak hypothetically because what you're asking me is such an unknown.
That's why it's a hypothetical, because I'm asking you to imagine a scenario which is yet to have happened.
Okay, well, let's say during a checkup, during an examination, let's say in 6 months' time, we find signs of deterioration, new signs of fresh deterioration.
That's what I'm asking you.
Lorna, is there something the matter?
I thought that I had had a dream, but it was... I don't know how to explain it. I don't think it was a dream. I think it was a memory of the woman.
Carrie?
Yes, the woman who...
Carrie.
We were rotating.
Okay.
Close. We were incredibly close.
Okay.
Incredibly close together, rotating in circles together. There was a large group of people singing. It was like a burst, a shock, the sound, the image. It was, I don't know, it was as if for a flicker of a second.
Okay, you know what?
And we made the moon a mirror ball, the streets an empty stage, the city sirens, violins. Everything has changed. Doesn't that seem weird to you? Can you check? Is there a way of checking?
No, I'm not sure I understand.
Checking what it was that I saw.
I can tell you now, Lorna. It will not have been a memory.
You're not listening to me. You're not listening to what I'm asking you to check, that's all.
You're right. We can investigate. We ought to be able to look into it, you're right.
Thank you.
Leave it with me.
Do you think I can trust her?
You mean?
Carrie, the woman.
I'm not sure I understand the question.
Is she honest? Is she to be taken at her word?
You have to understand, it isn't really for me to comment on whether or not...
No, but you must, I don't know, you must have a view.
Lorna, it
Did
would be...
Did she love me?
Why do you want to know?
Because...
Why is it important to you at this stage?
Because I'm wondering if I ought to see her again. Or whether it's better if I stop, you know, draw a line under... Your opinion, your view, that's all I want.
Well...
Informally.
My informal opinion on whether or not...
Distinct from your... Yes, I don't know, from your professional...
You're putting me in somewhat of an unenviable position, Lorna.
Well, that makes two of us. So, I don't know.
Love isn't a physical or chemical element, and so the...
I beg your pardon?
Love, in answer to your question, is not a physical or chemical element.
Okay.
It's a partially conscious state of the mind.
Is this... Are you telling me, or are
From a neurological point of view, love affects the brain, like, for example, anger or fear or grief. Like cocaine, you take a hit
I'm sorry, but I'm struggling to see...
I really want to try and answer your query, Lorna, but it's complicated.
Surely she either does or she doesn't love me. That's really all I am trying
Carrie to... Carrie would certainly attest to loving you, yes. But as to whether or not that may be true, it's impossible. I can look at the available evidence and deliver the most likely hypothesis, for example, but I cannot. Because if I can't tell you what something is, then I certainly can't testify to its existence.
Well, that is... I mean, wow, that is, I don't even know what to say to that. I mean, how on earth do you sleep at night?
In bits and starts, as it goes.
Well, no wonder. I mean, to think what would happen if one of your children came to you and said, asked for some relationship advice, and you said, you sit them down and you tell them, stupid little brains hooked on crack. Sorry, kids, it's a sham. It's all a fucking hoodwink.
Lorna, I need you to calm down, all right?
I didn't. I mean, I'm sure you're really good at speaking to your children. I wasn't...
I'm not, but...
No, I'm sure that's not... I bet you're really great at...
I'm really not, but that's okay. We don't need to dwell on my fractious relationship with my...
How old are they, your kids?
11 and 17.
Cool.
They certainly are. Much cooler than me, anyway.
Which is as it should be. I think parents that strive to be cooler than their children are sociopaths. It's part of the natural order. Children have to find their parents embarrassing. I think... the way she looks at me, Carrie, I don't know. I think that she is sincere. And now, what if... I don't know. I mean, I could get to know her all over again.
You can do anything, and we can help you.
I feel sorry for her. How do you explain that?
Well, empathy...
Oh, that was rhetorical. It was a rhetorical... I don't actually...
Okay.
No more science.
Zip.
What would you do if you were me? If you were me in this situation, what would you do?
You know what? I would focus on my recovery.
Would you mind explaining it to me again?
Of course not.
Explaining to me again how the, what the process would be.
The first step would be to construct an exact working replica or copy of Lorna's brain. A holistic, real-time simulation of every neuron and every synapse.
Okay.
A blueprint. This allows...
So you can see... Sorry.
No,
you should keep going.
Sure?
Yes.
From the...
I'm nervous. I'm sorry.
Would you like something to drink?
No, thank you. I'm good.
Tea?
No, I thank you. I think I just need to... I was just going to ask about the blueprint.
Please.
The purpose.
All and any interruptions are welcome, by the way.
Thanks, but it must get annoying constantly.
Not at all. I insist. You should feel free to...
Well, you might... I can be pretty pernickety.
Well, we welcome pernickety.
In which case, gauntlet accepted. the blueprint means that you can see everything.
Correct.
You can see which bits are fine, which bits are... Yeah, which bits are not. Mm-hmm,
exactly.
Okay, and then...
The team and I would...
Yes, you would...
We would then use the replica, the information from that replica, to make our recommendations.
And then what?
Well, that would depend.
On what would it depend?
On the chosen course of action.
And what might the possible chosen courses of action be?
That would depend on... Well, on... you know what? That would depend on the scale of the damage wrought by the disease.
Let's say it's really bad.
Well...
Which I think it probably is.
Is that right?
She keeps wandering off. She doesn't know where she is. Unmoored. Other times she seems fine. We can have a conversation and she can be quite lucid. But then other times she can just... go. She's gone. You know?
Well, in answer to your, let's say it's really bad.
Yes.
We would, I suspect, though, until we have an up-to-date simulation, this is really, I'm essentially speculating.
No, that's okay. I don't...
I suspect we might be looking at a neural prosthesis of some kind.
Yes, okay, that's the chip.
Exactly.
That you can,
a silicone chip.
I remember. We
That's
talked
right.
About,
we yeah. discussed it initially.
We did. I remember the...
neural prosthesis.
Yes, I remember. And that means...
Well, it means any heavily damaged neurons, or indeed particular networks of neurons, are removed and replaced with the synthetic...
With the prosthetic...
Yes, exactly. With the...
Neural... prosthesis.
Correct.
And what does that mean?
What does what mean, sorry?
What happens to anything, to the stuff, to the bits you remove? What happens?
The disease will be completely removed as a result of the procedure.
No, but sorry, I remember you... Yeah, I remember you saying that any memories...
In removing the disease, yes. In order to ensure the removal of the disease in its entirety, we... Yes, anything associated, any memories associated with anything that is removed will, yes, will also be removed.
How much is going to be lost? How much will Lorna lose in practical terms?
Speculatively, you mean? Or?
We met in our 40s. You see, is the thing.
I didn't know that.
So, yeah, so. You see, if you have to take a lot of her from her...
I see.
Because we haven't been together that long. So there's a chance she won't know who I am, right? Because you'll have removed... Right? Do you see what I'm saying? I suppose what I'm trying to get at is, will anything remain of me? Somewhere, some ghost? Or will that just be...
You mentioned Lorna earlier, that she's been having trouble orienting herself. Was that...
Wandering off?
Yes.
Yeah, she keeps wandering off.
Can you give me an example?
There's a bookshop. A bookstore that we used to go to a lot, particularly when we were trying to decide, when we were choosing the readings for our wedding, and we would spend, oh God, we would lose ourselves, be there for hours, even though we had, well, I say we, Lorna, really it was, even though Lorna kept vast swathes of books in the house, she insisted she always liked going to this particular... And yeah, so... Recently, or in the last... As she's gotten worse, she's gone there a handful of times.
And is she...
And so what keeps happening now is they call me.
Someone from the bookstore?
They call me, and I come and collect her.
And how has her behaviour, how does she, when you arrived?
A lot of the books I've read, they say about the disease, how to... She doesn't know where she is, essentially. She doesn't know how she got there or why she's there.
She's confused.
She's confused. And so often I say, because the books I've been reading, so I'll say, it's okay, don't worry, you're ill, you have a disease, I'm here to take you home, because that's what the books say to do.
Mm-hmm. And is she angry? Is she...
She has been, yeah. There's been some anger. She'll scream, she'll get annoyed with herself as much as... It's like she knows it's happening to her. I mean, I know she knows, but it's like knowing and not being able to do anything about it is what frustrates her. The most recent thing is a kind of childlike... Yeah, I don't know how best to describe it. She looks like a kid sometimes. I'll find her in the middle of the night, and she looks all at sea. Great big, wide, innocent eyes. And this trembling lip, and... It's like looking at... I don't know, I don't know what to do. Because it's like... The best thing for her... is probably the worst thing for me. Maybe I will have that cup of tea after all, if that's...
Oh, you bet.
If that's okay.
It is more than okay. What would you like?
What have you got?
I'm sorry, I don't know where I am.
It doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter.
I was looking for a carp.
Carp?
I was looking for...
We have plenty of cups at home.
No, I was looking for the carp.
Which carp? You tell me and we'll go and find it.
No, I don't mean... No, I'm not. Oh,
fuck it. I'm listening.
No, I don't know. I thought we were choosing. Choosing the readings for... But now I don't know.
What readings?
Fucking thing.
Look, shall we go home now?
I'm sorry.
You don't need to be.
I'm so sorry.
Darling, listen to
You're
me.
You're so good to me.
Book. Do you mean book?
Yes.
Yes. You were looking for a book.
What? Yes, I think so. No. I don't know.
Is that why you came all the way here?
This is such a beautiful place.
It is.
It's my favourite shop.
Shall we go home now?
Right, reckon I've got it. Found it. This is the one.
Is it morbid?
A bit. But what's wrong with morbid?
Is it about death?
Will you let me read it to you?
I will.
Day by nomadic day, our anniversaries go by. Dates anchored in an inner sky to utmost ground, interior clay. It was September blue.
Lorna?
When I walked with you first, my love.
Lorna! Lorna! Shall we go back inside?
I'm sorry.
I don't mind. I'd just like us to go back inside.
You're angry?
It's very late.
Don't get angry with me.
Darling, it's really cold out here.
Don't get fucking angry with me.
I'm not.
Don't talk to me like that.
I wasn't talking to you like anything.
Fuck me if I'm not trying, Carrie.
I know.
You don't know what this is like.
Then let me help.
Christ.
Can we go back inside?
I'm sorry. I
know. I understand. You don't need to apologize.
I don't know what's happening.
You have a disease. You're ill. That's what's happening. We know that.
God, it's fucking awful, this.
I know.
Isn't it?
It is.
Fucking at sea, all this.
I know. It's awful. It's shit. It's a shitty disease.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry.
Me too.
It's called... a scattering.
Oh, my God, don't
Will
tell
you
me.
Please...
It's scattering, ashes, death, urns,
Will
funerals.
You let me, please, let me read it to you, please. Come on. I really think...
Oh, love, listen, I'm really, really sorry, but I'm just
it's
not
beautiful.
Sure what to hear
I
about.
I promise you, it's beautiful. You're going to love it.
Is it about death?
It's about everything. I expect you've seen the footage. Elephants finding the bones of their own kind.
Jesus, Lorna.
Dropped by the wayside, picked clean by scavengers, and the sun, then untidily left there, decide to do something about it.
It's a no.
But what exactly? They can't, of course, reassemble the old elephant magnificence.
I've heard enough. Please, come on. Who wants to hear about dead elephants at their wedding?
Hey, finish!
Finish what?
Stop interrupting me!
I haven't.
Fucking you... Fucking
Lorna,
bitch.
Please.
How dare you?
Please, calm
Who
down.
Who do you think you are? Huh?
You need to stop shouting.
You can't,
People
you
are...
can't, don't you dare. You can't tell me what to do. Who do you think you are? You need to stop listening to me. To me. Understand?
Look, I'd like to take you home, all right? Darling, that's all I want to do. Take you home. So you'll be safe.
Can I get to the end? Please, I'm sorry. I know it's a bit morbid. You're right, no, it is a bit. But the ending, oh, God, it's just one of my favourites. Please.
Okay, all right. I'm listening.
That day will still exist long after I have joined you, where rings radiate the dusty air and bangles bind each powdered wrist. Here comes that day again. What shall I do? Instruct me, dear long animus encourager.
Big word.
Sweet soul in the athletic rain, and wife now to the weather. Oh, what do you think?
It is really beautiful.
See?
But it is, in the end,
about someone's dead wife.
I know, but...
Also, I'm not sure I know what
Longanimous. Longanimous.
Yeah, what is that?
It means long-suffering. It means resilient. Endurance.
Cheery.
Long after I have joined you, where rings radiate the dusty air and bangles bind each powdered wrist, is bloody beautiful, Carrie.
It is. No question. Why don't we put it on the list?
I think we should.
Okay. Shall we go back to bed now?
What? Oh, yeah. Sorry. I don't know what's...
It really doesn't matter. As long as you're all right.
Well, I'm not all right. I'm fucking dying, but...
No, I meant in the short term.
I know you did. I was being humorous?
No. Is that what it was?
What are we going to do?
I promise to make more of an effort to find you amusing.
In the long term. I'm being serious.
Oh, do we have to be serious right now?
Seems as good a time as any.
What are we going to do about what?
My ailing mind.
I am going to be your longanimous encourager.
No, I'm the longanimous encourager. The dead wife is the longanimous encourager.
Who says?
You're sidestepping.
I don't know what you want me to say.
It's going to get much worse.
I know.
I'll be a shitting, pissing mess.
So what?
I wouldn't want to look after you if you were a shitting, pissing mess.
Well, then it's a good thing I'm not you.
Carrie.
But what are you doing? Why are you talking about this?
Because...
Talking like this.
Because...
I know it's going to be fucking...
I'm trying to have a serious conversation. That's all I'm trying
well,
to...
Well, then, yeah, maybe I don't... Maybe I'm not ready to have that kind of conversation right now. I'm sorry. It's late.
What about a double suicide?
Oh, piss off, Lorna. That isn't even...
It's a joke. I come in peace. It was a joke. Sorry.
All right, I think I've got one.
Really?
Yeah, I think, yes. I think so.
What's it called?
It's called Wedding.
Isn't that a bit on the nose?
Listen.
Where's it taken from?
A book.
Yes, but which book?
It's from an anthology.
It's not a poem you know.
I found it in... Look, don't be such a snob. I've cut myself. What?
I've cut myself.
Where?
I've cut myself.
Let me see. Lorna, can I see? Can I look?
I'm sorry, I don't know where I am.
You're home.
I'm really petrified, Carrie.
Well, do you want me to read it to you, or don't you?
What?
Shall I read it to you?
I'm sorry. I don't know where I am.
From time to time, our love is like a sail. And when the sail begins to alternate from tack to tack, it's like a swallowtail. And when the swallow flies, it's like a coat. And if the coat is yours, it has a tear, like a wide mouth. And when the mouth begins to draw the wind, it's like a trumpeter. And when the trumpet blows, it blows like millions. And this, my love, when millions come and go beyond the need of us, is like a trick. And when the trick begins, it's like a toe tiptoeing on a rope, which is like luck. And when the luck begins...
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
What were you doing just now? I saw you through the...
I was praying.
Why were you doing that?
No, please, don't take the piss out of me.
No, I'm not. I want to know.
I'm frightened.
What are you frightened about?
Oh, what do you think?
And... Is the idea you ask for something specific from you-know-who, or is it sort of...
No, just a bit of this and that, a bit of guidance.
And what was you-know-who's response?
You better not be taking the piss.
Well, that is most definitely not what I'm doing.
The conversation is somewhat one way at the moment.
That's a shame.
Maybe.
Do people pray together? We could try that. Do that, if you like. No, I mean it. No, I'm being serious, Gary. Can I hear that last bit again?
Which bit?
The bit from, tiptoe, something.
Oh, and when the trick begins, it's like a toe tiptoeing on a rope, which is like luck. And when the luck begins, it's like a wedding, which is like love, which is like everything. Lorna! Lorna!
I'm sorry, I don't know where I am.
I can't do this. I'm sorry. I can't do this. I don't know what to do with you anymore.
I want it to be you.
You're sure?
100%.
What about your niece?
We're married, Carrie.
No, I'm asking, what about Claire? That's all.
Well, I can ask Claire if you don't want to do it.
You can have more than one attorney.
If you don't want me to appoint you, Carrie...
It's a lot, is all, for one person. And I'm unlikely to be particularly objective, so maybe all I'm saying is maybe it might
be... No, my faith in you is unwavering.
Faith?
Yes. I trust you. I love you.
Unwavering is the opposite of faith.
What?
Doesn't matter.
No, I want to know what you said just now means.
No, we're veering off course.
No, say it. I want to know what you meant by that.
I have faith because I waver, not...
Meaning?
I need it. I don't necessarily want it, but I need it.
And me, you.
I understand that,
but... I'm going to need you to remind me who I am.
But what if I...
And when I don't know who you are anymore, I'm going to need you even more.
Darling, but what if I can't?
You will, of course you will.
But what if I want to save you?
You can't. You know that. Carrie.
The procedure.
Oh, we've talked about that.
I know, but...
And we agreed.
And I know we did,
but... We agreed to forget all about that.
But when you're gone, when your mind's... When you're not you anymore, what if I decide I want to save you?
I don't understand. Why would you do that?
Because the alternative is watching you suffer.
No, the alternative
and
is...
And I would rather you have a life...
But it wouldn't be...
A life without me, but a life nonetheless.
There is no life without you.
But you won't know. You won't be able to tell the difference.
Look at me. Because I am deadly serious. I am telling you now, in no uncertain terms, I do not want to...
I'm not sure I can make that promise. I'm sorry. I think it might be asking too much of me.
Okay, okay.
No, but listen to me,
then you're right, fine. Claire ought to be...
No! Don't spin this around.
No, you're right. I didn't realise...
No, don't do that.
I'm not doing anything, Carrie.
You are. You're taking the... You're doing that thing where you...
I'm listening to you.
And
I am...
The reason I can't make you this particular promise is because this love I have for you, isn't it?
It doesn't. Listen. It doesn't. Listen, we don't...
How can I promise to watch you fail, to watch you descend? I can't promise that. To watch you collapse, to plummet. It would be inhumane to watch you when there is an alternative. Why would I do that?
God.
Why would I do that to you? Why would I let that happen to you?
You're asking me?
Yes.
You're asking me?
If this were the other way round...
I would obey your wishes.
Bullshit.
I would submit.
You know you wouldn't.
I would follow your instructions to the letter.
What, let me die?
Carrie, you don't let death...
Oh, come on. Don't give me...
It's going to happen, whether we like it or not.
An opportunity to choose or not. We have that, Lorna. We have a choice.
And then what? And then what? When I'm not me. And I'm without you.
Then we do it all over again.
It's that simple?
It is. We already did it
but
once.
But, my love, why would we? Why contemplate? I wouldn't want this again, because this means so much to me right now. It's everything.
But it could save your life, Lorna. Why would you not...
What life? It's not saving this life. Here, right now, with you, is it? And if it isn't saving this life, and this, after all, is the only life I want...
But
I won't have this life hacked away at, chopped up. Do you understand?
But there will come a time, do you understand, when you will be begging me. No, you will. You will be begging and wailing and crying and pleading with me to save you, because this illness is going to tear you apart.
Okay, okay.
And what am I supposed to do then?
Exactly as you have been instructed.
How am I supposed to? What sort of a wife, a partner, a friend would I be if I stood by and watched you, knowing full well there is an alternative?
Fine. You know what? You're right. In which case, you have my permission to go.
What?
You're right. When it gets that bad...
I don't want
you to... You can leave.
Be reasonable, for Christ's sake.
No, I'm dying. I'm allowed to be unreasonable every now and again.
What is that? Is that supposed to... You're making jokes?
Okay, look at me. Look at me. Look. Hey! I'm talking to you! This feels reasonable. It feels logical. Rational. I'm sick, and someone we trust, a professional, someone who knows all about these things, is telling us they have a cure of sorts. But they don't. Let me tell you, they do not. All they have is a solution to a problem we didn't even know we had until they started talking it up. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I am... so desperately sorry, Carrie. Because I wish I had met... We had met... I wish that we had met years ago. An age ago. It is unfair. It is so crushingly unfair. And I feel a resentment. A great, great resentment. And an anger. An anger in the pit of my... When I think about all the years I wasted not knowing you. And... about all the years I won't have to get to know you better.
So, what are you suggesting we do instead?
Cope.
So, the damage, the deterioration is more advanced.
Further along?
Yes.
Further along than you thought?
And worse than you thought, too? Or
it is, yes.
Not... How?
The disease doesn't work chronologically or even logically.
But the spread of it?
Yes.
The rate of the spread of it?
Yes, that's correct. The speed with which...
Is worse?
Than we had anticipated. Expected, let's say, at this stage, that's correct.
What can we do?
Would you like to sit down, by the way?
No. Thank you. Me, you mean?
Both of you.
Well, I'm too jittery to... You?
I'm fine.
Something to drink? When we last spoke, we discussed the possibility of the specific removal of a series of very localized particular networks or neurons in order to stem the spread of the disease. But that, to speak plainly, is... And I'm sorry if this sounds, but that is no longer an option. It would appear a slightly more elaborate procedure is now our only... A neural prosthesis...
Prosthetic?
Yes.
You mean a synthetic bit of brain?
A silicone, yes. A silicone chip to replace or heal any damaged or indeed absent brain tissue, neurons and pathways already affected by the disease. To cut a long story, a very specific mathematical formula can be programmed into the prosthetic...
The chip?
Into the chip, yes.
so that there is no loss of function as a result of any tissue we remove.
Anything you take, you can put back in?
In terms of functionality, yes, but in terms of memories associated with particular pathways or any tissue we have to remove, no. That which we have to remove will be permanently lost to you, as if it were never there in the first place.
Jesus.
It's the difference between not being able to remember where you left your house keys and having your house burnt down. Are you sure I can't offer
you... So you mean there'll be no going back, is what you mean? What she means?
Correct.
The information you have to remove, however much that might end up being, there's no way you can, I don't know, program that into this chip, this prosthetic?
No.
You can't create a program for that and return
the memory.
It?
No, the brain doesn't. We're not machines. Memories are not data. They aren't stored or filed away. They're non-linear, associative, reliant on context, bound by time and space, millions of things happening all at once. If I say to you coffee, you might say to me brown, bitter. But you might also say a name or a place.
But you haven't answered my question.
There has been some research into the creation, into hippocampal prosthesis, a prosthetic hippocampus, which is programmed to recreate very precise patterns of electrochemical activity associated with particular memories, but only so far in mice.
Mice?
Yes, and rats. Mice and rats and zebrafish. But the results weren't particularly encouraging.
Meaning?
There was evidence of psychosis.
Psychosis?
Correct.
Mouse psychosis?
Unlikely as it sounds.
Tiny mice with tiny bouts of
Lorna.
Well, what? I mean, it's embarrassing.
I'd like to go back to the procedure we were discussing for Lorna. How many times have you carried out this particular procedure? The one you are recommending to us today, right now?
I've lost count.
It works, then, you believe? You believe that it works?
The results speak for themselves, yes.
And what about the times when you've seen it not work? Fail?
I have never seen this procedure fail. It is complex, and you know what? It can be arduous, let's be clear about that, particularly during the recovery phase. But it works. Time and time and time again. Phobias, obsessive compulsive disorder, post-traumatic stress, addiction, all treatable, all curable.
Wow.
But it's a... Where do you even begin?
It's a lot, for sure.
What happens to me? What's going to happen to... And what's going to bind me, this me, now, to me once I wake up? And you've...
We're talking about a very small, a very specific, relatively small amount of...
How small? Exactly?
I'm sorry?
You said small. With... Oh, sorry. No. It's gone. I'm sorry. I don't know what I was... I'm sorry.
You don't need to apologise.
Still getting used to going like that, losing my train of... Have you ever... Do you have any personal experience with... in this particular... Have you ever...
Meaning the procedure itself?
Or... No, the disease. Have you ever...
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, my mother, actually, she...
Your mother?
Yes, she...
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So, what did you do? What happened?
Well, you know what? She died.
Why?
Lorna?
No, I mean, why didn't you intervene?
She had made it very clear to us that that was not what she wanted.
How old was she?
She was in her 80s. Her early 80s.
And she said no?
She did.
I'm sorry.
Yes.
Is there anything else that...
But
we
what
should...
would you have done if she'd agreed? Let's say if things had been...
Darling, it's none of our business.
Well, Oh, actually,
No, you know what? It's okay. I get it. This is a very big decision, and I understand the need for information. So, okay. In truth, my mother died almost entirely unable to swallow. By and large, unable to move, to speak, to call for help, to comprehend her surroundings, to differentiate between time and place and past and present. Unable even to hold my gaze, to clasp my hand. Now, my mother's argument was always that is, when she was able to... Well, she used to say, well, so is life. Welcome to old age. Aging is a disease like any other, she used to say. And 20, 30 years ago, when I started out, I might have agreed with her. Might. But not anymore. The body... Yes, the body, it degenerates, but the mind... The brain, we now have a way to augment, to treat, to cure, to preserve, to enhance. There isn't a day that goes by when I don't think about my mother. I want to help you, Lorna. That's it. That's the bottom line. And as far as I'm concerned, I would not be doing my job if I didn't.
If we wait...
I'm sorry?
...to come to a decision... What are the possible consequences of...
The disease is progressive. The longer, if you... It's degenerative.
It's funny. I can't help but think I'm with your mother on this one.
Well, I think we probably ought to... yeah, I think we're probably going to need to have...
Yeah, of course.
Yes, but thank you. That was all we really appreciate. And you were very... But we probably ought to go and, don't you think, find somewhere to, and have a, you know, just the two of us. I can tell you how we met, if you like.
If it's useful.
Well, you tell me.
I meant if it's useful for you to... I don't know, to talk about it?
You could ask me questions.
Questions?
About us. About anything you like. Anything you want to know. And if I know, I'll tell you. I'll answer you. We met in church. I was part of a choir, and you came along on your own, if you see what I mean. And you weren't religiously inclined, by the way. If anything, the opposite. I was, well, still am in a way. Every now and again, maybe when I'm feeling particularly... We started talking to each other in the church because we were both teachers. We had that in common.
What do you teach?
Did.
Sorry, did. What did you teach?
Religious studies.
So you are, I don't know, religion is important to you then in some way or other?
Listen, Lorna, how are you since being discharged from the hospital? How are you?
It seems to be going well. I don't know.
What does it feel like?
What does what feel like?
Not having this... Not having a significant part of your... Piece of your... Oh, not really sure what the right... Missing. Is that...
I suppose I don't know. I guess I wouldn't know. Because it isn't... My experience isn't of something missing.
That makes sense.
I suppose you could say it feels a little like waking up somewhere unfamiliar. You wake up, you look around, unsure, you know, maybe for a moment where you are, and then, I don't know, the uncertainty disappears and you just get on with it.
The choir sang at our wedding. They sang our first dance. They were some of our closest friends, so we decided we asked them to do it rather than have a band or
They sang while we danced.
What did they sing?
Mirror Ball. You didn't really want it. But it was the first dance at my parents' wedding. You said it was too sentimental. But it reminded me of them, of my parents, so I...
You were at your parents' wedding?
No, sorry. I meant as in I've seen the footage. Retrospectively. And we made the moon a mirror ball. The street's an empty stage. The city sirens, violins. Everything has changed. There were readings too, as well. There were some readings. You chose a scattering was your choice, and then I'd chosen wedding, which you said was a bit on the nose, given it was our actual wedding day. All your other suggestions were really morbid, about death or dying or illness or, like, yet people being widowed. I said people are going to think we're willing this thing to fail. But you said death and marriage go hand in hand. If more people started thinking about death sooner, you said, we'd all fall in love a lot quicker.
Carrie, is there anything in particular I can help you with?
Help me with?
I don't know, yes. Is there something specifically that you want from me?
You could let me kiss you. No, that was a joke.
Carrie, I feel sorry for you. You know, you clearly, I don't know, you put a lot into helping me. But I don't know, I ought to be honest with you. I don't see anything when I look at you. It's like glass. It's like a pane of glass. There's half a reflection, maybe, but mostly I just see straight through it. And in a way, of course, that's probably for the best, because if I did see or recognise something, then, of course, we'd know something hadn't worked. We'd know something was wrong.
No, you're right.
Look, I hope you won't mind me... But there's an issue in that we're still married.
Okay. Wow.
I'm sorry.
No. You'd like a divorce, then, you mean?
Well, not right this second. It isn't per se urgent, but...
It's something you'd like to get sorted, though.
Ideally.
A divorce. Does that mean I won't get to see you again? For a coffee or a... whatever, informal. It can be, you know, laid back. It doesn't have to be a formal thing. I'm rambling.
Let's see.
I was apoplectic when the hospital said my visitations had to cease. I have missed you so much. I don't even know where to begin. Wow. They really did take it all, didn't they?
And thank God they did. Because I'm better. I have a life. I have a life now.
In Elegy, Lorna was played by Juliet Stevenson, Carrie by Deborah Finlay, and Miriam by Marilyn Nadabe. The director was Sasha Yevtushenko. It was a BBC audio production for BBC Radio 3.
And you can find more editions of Drama on 3 on BBC Sounds.
BBC Sounds.
What song takes you to a moment in your life?
I knew that I didn't look like everyone else, but because the music was so powerful, it pushed through that.
Songs to Live By is a podcast bringing together a range of black voices from different generations to discuss something we all love, music. We'll be finding out what songs take them back.
It's a track I'd sing all the time because I just remember transitioning to somebody who was learning to think for myself.
And motivate them forward.
It has definitely shown me where words can't reach, music can.
Songs to Live By.
Listen on the BBC Sounds app.
Time now to join Ian Skelly for the last part of our European Broadcasting Union Day of Music for Holy Week.
Hello and welcome back to our day-long voyage around Europe, paying visits to many venues in a series of concerts to mark Palm Sunday. So far today we've been to Moscow and Prague, to Sofia and to Amsterdam, and we enjoyed a very moving concert from Vatican City. If you missed any of those concerts, you can catch up with them anytime you'd like to over the next month. They're all there on the BBC Sounds app. Go to Radio 3 and search via the schedule button. It's well worth exploring. So, where to now?
Herzlich willkommen zu unserem Konzertabend mit dem Chor des Bayerischen Rundfunks.
Well, that is the voice of Jerzy Mai, my German colleague at Bavarian Radio, introducing our final concert tonight that comes from Munich. It's given by the equivalent of the BBC Singers, the Bavarian Radio Choir, and they recorded this concert in the Prince Regent Theatre in Munich. However, because of COVID restrictions, as here in the UK, it wasn't possible to have an audience. And the British conductor, Justin Doyle, couldn't be there either. He was to have conducted this concert, but travel restrictions prevented him. So Florian Helgut kindly stepped in. Well, they'll perform music for Palm Sunday by Francis Poulenc and James Macmillan, and by John Taverner. We'll hear a wonderful piece by him composed for the Greek Orthodox tradition, which combines a choir and a cello, Sfiati. It's a dialogue between the two, and they're positioned at different ends of the hall. It's a powerful piece. I remember being present at its premiere some years ago. Well, tonight's cellist is the Bavarian-born Maximilian Hornung. And choir and cellist begin together. They launched their concert with a setting of the Stabat Mater, which was composed in the mid-1980s by the Norwegian composer Knut Nystedt. It's a dramatic piece with the cello setting the tone at the very start with its striking opening statement.
Knut Nystedt's Stabat Mater, Opus 111.